Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday, December 16, and we're just a week and a couple of days away from the big day. Every time I hear this term, all I want for Christmas, I can hear in the back of my mind Mariah Carey singing, all I want for Christmas. And I'm trying to get that out of my head as I speak. But let me get back to the story at hand. I want to speak to you parents, especially parents of adult kids or older teenage kids. I'm going to refer to us in this short podcast today about we are lovers of prodigals. All I want for Christmas and have for years in my prayers been that our prodigals would come home. I've talked with enough of you to know at Sugar Hill Church that many of you have that prayers that your prodigals would return home. I mean, your prayers, probably like mine for many years, have been, Lord, please, for Christmas, could our wayward child come home? Would you set them free from whatever the challenge is in their life, the whatever the insecurities or the addictions or the challenges, whatever the fears? Would you cause them to choose not to live in a way that is dishonoring to you, but they might find peace and contentment and joy in living for you and with you and rest in you? And may they see the emptiness and the destructiveness of some of the choices. And Lord, could we have peace in our family for Christmas? I've been there. I really have. I think many of you have. For so many years, many of us have prayed. And I think maybe today a few helpful thoughts that helped me through many of those years. Because you see, the same God that sent his only son to Bethlehem for us knows the yearnings of your heart. He knows exactly what you want most for Christmas, and he's more than capable, and he is more than willing for you to ask, to be honest, to cry out. So don't be afraid to tell the divine how your heart aches, about your fears for your loved ones, about your concerns for your other kids, about how overwhelmed you feel at this time meant for celebration. And at the same time, remember that his answers almost always look different and have such later timing. And when you say that, you think, well, how could it be later timing? Because you see, it is often later than our request. We can't always understand what the divine is doing. He tells us his ways are above ours, and yet Scripture tells us over and over and over again that he knows and understands and is filled with compassion for our pain. He has given us many, many, many promises that enable us to express our love for and to trust in him, the divine, and see his faithful responses over and over again. Just read and meditate on these words. Think about this from Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 6. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Or maybe in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Maybe John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Or maybe Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So this Christmas season, I join you in asking God for miracles in the lives of our prodigals, but I also ask that he would keep and hold you as you seek first and let him enable you to experience his peace and freedom from the fear and the deep rest in him. May his blessings overflow you this Christmas season, and may your prodigals come home and enjoy a beautiful Christmas, white Christmas, as we have been washed from the blood of Christ. God bless you. Bye now.